We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. Welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show, presented by Slim Chickens in Stillwater. Proud to support the Pokes. Also brought to you in part by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Welcome to the Coach Boynton Radio Show. We're at Slim Chickens just north of Gallagher Hyba Arena talking Cowboy basketball. Oklahoma State back home Sunday to face Wichita State. After a year hiatus, that rivalry resumes. 1 o'clock on Sunday at Gallagher Hyba. Pokes off to a 7-1 start since we last talked with you. Oklahoma State went to Brooklyn with two dominating performances and wins over Syracuse and a 41-point win over Ole Miss. We'll talk about that game. Most recently, it was a tough loss at home to Georgetown as the Pokes were without the services of their star point guard, Isaac Likely. And we'll break down that game as well. Coach Boynton is here, and we'll start our conversation when we return after this. From Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield, IMG College.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
Season after season, it's a great place to be a fan. But some of us don't want to just watch. We want to be in the game. Mercy's hip replacement teams are nationally recognized for quality, safety, and the expertise you deserve, no matter what team you're on. To learn more about hip replacement, download Mercy's free guide at mercy.net/wellhip. Visit mercy.net/wellhip. At Mercy, your life is our life's work.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Join thousands of other PSO customers who are cutting their electric bills with PSO's Power Hours program.
It saved me more money than I thought it would.
I lowered my electric bill considerably.
I saw results on my first bill.
You can get in on the savings too at PSOPowerHours.com. You'll cut your electric costs annually June through October. Plus, when you sign up, you'll get a free Honeywell Wi-Fi thermostat that can save you money year-round. Saving has never been easier. Sign up now at PSOPowerHours.com. That's PSOPowerHours.com.
Brahms Bacon Mushroom Swiss Burger and Chicken Sandwiches are making a comeback, all loaded with unmatched flavor and savory goodness that every burger lover can appreciate. Mushrooms seasoned and marinated to perfection. Crisp strips of bacon and real Swiss cheese make this burger stand out against the crowd. And did we mention you can get it as a grilled or crispy chicken sandwich? Hungry yet? Get to your neighborhood Brahms for a Bacon Mushroom Swiss Burger or Chicken Sandwich today.
So there I am, just minding my own business, and I get an alert from my bank. I supposedly bought a new couch. At first, I thought my husband bought it, but then I looked it up. It was beautiful, and I was horrified. There's no way my husband bought it.
At Bank of Oklahoma, we help make sure the only one spending your money is you with mobile alerts. Number 62 of our 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
Back at Slim Chickens as we continue on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Glad you're with us as we talk Cowboy basketball. And Coach Boynton is with us. And now we've been off for Thanksgiving. Didn't get a chance to visit, obviously, Thanksgiving week. But kind of your thoughts on where things stand now coming out of the trip to Brooklyn and the game against Georgetown.
I thought we had a pretty good first month of the season. The kids worked really hard. They were locked in. This group really enjoys each other and competing against each other. And so that's given us a chance to, you know, not necessarily play great all the time, but be in some really competitive games where our guys all feel like they were a part of it. The last week or so, Thanksgiving week up in Brooklyn, was probably the height of that. We played our best basketball of the year in those two games, and a lot of different guys made great contributions. You know, obviously Yule and Ice got the limelight of the recognition, but you know, I thought Chris Harris was a big part of our first half against Syracuse when we were trying to figure out the zone there. I thought Jonathan Laurent, in a very small way, gave us a big boost, you know, when we really needed him. And then Lindy Waters and Thomas and Cam were just rock solid as leaders. They didn't let the emotions of the games, good or bad, allow our team to get distracted from what we were trying to accomplish. So it was a pretty productive trip in a lot of ways. And then come back, and obviously winning a championship was something we talked about doing going into the year in our preseason tournament. Our seniors had never accomplished that. You know, their first year, we played in Maui, and we lost to the eventual national champions in that tournament in the semifinals. And then my first year as a head coach, we went up to Brooklyn and lost to a pretty good Texas A&M team in the first game and wound up beating Pittsburgh. And then last year we lost to Villanova down in Orlando. So one of the goals was to try to win the championship, and they accomplished that. And then come home and play a team, you know, from the outside, a lot of the speculation was this team is down. They're down like 8 players.
And right, right.
They had their best player still here, who's the one guy on the draft boards who will be a first-round draft pick, and Omer, you're 7. Everybody in Stillwater found out what we probably knew going in, that, you know, that's where it starts and finishes for them. And so we didn't play our best, certainly from a defensive and rebounding standpoint. But I thought, in spite of the circumstances, we did some really positive things. You know, Chris Harris continues to get better. I thought Cam stepped up and played well when we needed him. And obviously, Lindy tried to pick up the load from an offensive standpoint that we were missing. But it wasn't good enough to get the job done. So, you know, we're back to the drawing board. For us, it's just another day, right? We can't practice today because NCAA rules, but we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll review yesterday's game and start preparing ourselves to try to play better against Wichita State on Sunday.
Isaac Likely did not play last night. He is sick. Is there any update on his status? Could he? Do you know if he can go Sunday or too early to tell?
No, I texted with him last night. He's been away from the team. The one thing we don't want, as much as we want him back, we don't want whatever he has to then spread to the rest of the team.
No.
And now you got four or five guys sick instead of just one, although he's very important. So he told me he hasn't been at practice, and he's kind of been quarantined in his room. Thankful his mom came up to kind of take care of him.
Oh, that's nice.
To at least give him that home feeling. But I haven't got an update this morning from a health standpoint, and we're off from practice today. Hopefully this is positive. A lot of times, stuff this time of year, just a matter of resting and hydrating, eating right, and getting stronger, maybe, you know, getting your immune system to respond to some antibiotics. And hopefully that's the case, and yeah, we'll see. I'll find out tomorrow morning when we get an injury report. And the truth is, it's not the best time a year to have it because we're playing games.
Sure.
We'd rather this had happened a month prior, but then maybe we don't have him for this start of the season. But we certainly rather it happen now than a month from now when we're talking about playing, you know, Big 12 games twice a week. So not ideal, but also not the worst thing because we get a chance for these young guys to really feel like in these games, we schedule these games for a reason. We want to prepare ourselves as much as possible for the competition level that exists in the Big 12. And, you know, guys like Avery Anderson and Chris Harris and Keelan and Caleb and Hitty, the freshmen who haven't been through it, really kind of getting baptized by fire right now.
Yeah, and the reality is this is the lightest load game-wise that you have during the year. Last night, then Sunday against Wichita, then you're off all next week for finals, play the following Sunday, the 15th at Houston, then not again till the next Saturday. So the reality is between now and December the 29th, I guess it is, when Southeastern Louisiana comes to town, you only play three games. So again, there's no ideal time for a guy to be sick, but in terms of your game volume, this is the lightest time of the year, and that's usually the case.
Yeah, I mean, we'll only play four more games this month.
That's it.
You know, and obviously you got finals, you got Christmas break in there, so again, he's really, really important to our team. In a lot of ways, the confidence, the competitive stamina starts with him. But we got some other guys that need to step up and show that they can be consistent contributors, and now's a great opportunity for that.
What we're finding out, it seems, we were discussing this as we were finishing up the TV show about an hour ago, is there's an edge that Isaac Likely has developed that is not only a little bit, I don't know that intimidating is the word, but if nothing else, concerning to the opponent, and at the same time, infectious among the guys. He's kind of developing that presence about him that you see a lot of really good players, especially good defenders, take on. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it. I can't remember what conversation it was. You know, his USA basketball experience was really unique. He's not the typical USA basketball candidate. Because
how so?
There's more thought of, you take the most talented guys, right? The five-star, tall, you know, they can really shoot. They're really, yeah. Really athletic. They got
it's a beauty contest,
yeah,
so to speak. Yeah.
So when they called in April and asked if we thought he'd be interested in participating in training camp, I said, absolutely, he's a competitor. But I want to know what you're looking for because I don't want to send him up there away from our team for the summer. Just to fill your roster. You know, if you're telling me you're looking for somebody who's going to jump off, you know, and drills and look like, you know, like he should get drafted tomorrow, then this isn't the guy. We'll keep him here. We'll get him better. But if you're telling me you're going to bring 40 guys in and the most, you're going to put them in a really competitive environment and whoever survives that and plays the best, competes the hardest is going to be a guy you take, then I'll take my chances with him every day. And for a week, Bruce Weber, to his credit, coaching our league at K-State, you know, fought every day to the committee that this guy has to be on this team.
Did he really? I wondered how Bruce played a role in
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. That wasn't the thought going in. He's probably a guy who wasn't thought to have been picked. But, you know, again, you put him in that type of environment, and his confidence and his competitive spirit takes over in a way that most kids can't understand. because he competes every play. He competes for everything. And he kind of lets you know about it, too, while he's doing it.
Oh, a little bit, yeah. So how much comfort was it for you in, you know, understanding, okay, this is the best thing for Isaac, knowing that Bruce Weber was involved, the Kansas State head coach, who, from what I can tell, is a really good guy and has a lot of positive attributes as a coach. Was there greater comfort knowing, hey, Bruce is going to be there, he knows what Isaac is? I mean, did that help you say, you know what, if he's going to be there, he knows what he is?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree, yes. But there's also some, you know, there's always politics in those things, right? There's some guys who maybe didn't perform as well who got picked over guys who performed better. Luckily, Ice wasn't one of those guys, but I felt confident when he made the team that he would prove to the coaches his value the same way he's done here in our program, the same way he did in high school. The kid played like power forward and center for his high school team and won a state championship. Just because, you know.
He can.
He wants to win. At the end of the day, it's the only thing that matters to him. I'll tell a quick story.
Yeah.
So when we were recruiting Kate Cunningham, a lot of people tried to use the two of them against each other, saying, well, Kate's a point guard and Ice is a point guard. And meanwhile, the two of them have played on that USA basketball team together.
Right, right.
And it never bought into the fact that they couldn't coexist and have success. And they helped ease each other's noise that was surrounding them about whether it could happen because, A, they've played before and had success. They want a gold medal together. And, B, they both want to win more than anything. And you don't find many young kids who can get outside of themselves and really, really focus on what's most important for the team. You know, obviously they both can't have the ball in their hands at the same time next year, but I got a good feeling that they'll figure out a way to help each other have as much success as possible.
So how much could you maybe have Isaac likely guard Cade in practice in an effort to make him better? Because one thing Ice will bring, he will bring that attitude with him, which may, I guess in some way, force Cade Cunningham out of his comfort zone into something he's never experienced. I mean, we're jumping ahead here, but would you see some scenarios where he's like, you know what, it's kind of like, you know, you sick the pit bull on him, go get him.
Sure.
And then Cade has to deal with a little bit of that. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
It does to me. I mean, maybe not our listeners, but the point is those guys, this competitive spirit, they're going to probably demand that.
Sure they are. And you want that.
Yeah, and that'll make our team better. That'll make each of them better. And, you know, it'll at some point be a duo that we put out there together that's really, really hard for other teams to deal with.
It's funny how that works. You know, we're jumping way ahead here. There was a young man here named Kirby Gardner that played with Marcus Smart. And Kirby was not a gifted player, but he guarded Marcus Smart's tail off every day in practice. With the idea, as he said, I got to make him better. And the only way I can do that is to challenge him in every way possible. People don't think about that.
Sure.
But those guys further down the bench or guys in different roles, you know, everybody benefits.
Absolutely.
I mean, when the star can be pushed out of his comfort zone that forces him to go to other parts of his game, maybe foreign to him, the player wins. Everybody wins.
Yeah, and just to go back, and you know, part of the reason we struggled last year to finish games is because our starters who had to play all game, they didn't have that in practice.
They didn't.
They weren't challenged. And again, the kids who came on to join our team late in the year, I would never feel more gratitude to them for sacrificing the way they did. They just couldn't provide the competitiveness. They were able to provide bodies, but to really challenge the kids in a way that they were going to see, you know, a couple nights a week when they went on the road to Lubbock or went to Austin or whatever it was, just kind of put us at a disadvantage. But we all learn from it and are better now because of what we went through before.
Sometimes I think we take it for granted the element of confidence. And you look at young people and you see a number and you see a player and you read about them and you see a skill set. It's almost like I call it like a video game. You almost expect them to go out there and it's like a video game. They just go do this X, Y, and Z and it's really good. But the confidence part, and I think of Isaac Likely, it's amazing to me, just as an observer, what it seems like that whole summer thing did for him.
Yeah.
Because he's a different guy that
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can see it with Yor. It wasn't as evident last night because he got in foul trouble early again and kind of kept him out of rhythm, at least for the first half. But even in the second half, he never really got offensively going. He still had a little bit of a presence defensively. But his confidence has grown because of the opportunities that he was afforded last year. You know, Thomas Dezago has never lacked for confidence.
Oh, heavens no.
And so it's something that we got to continue to build in the other guys, you know, particularly these freshmen that we need to come along and be able to provide some depth and production for us from time to time. It'll be good. You know, last night was a positive, not in the win and loss. I want to win every game, but the experience of Avery going out there and having a struggle for the first time with some real pressure on him, right? He didn't have, you know, in some senses, his big brother to kind of have his back out there and kind of rescue him, for lack of a better word, from the moment. He had to live with it. And, you know, I've been there. I did it as a player. I remember Aaron Lucas, who was a starting point guard my freshman year at South Carolina, rolled his ankle in the first half against Tennessee, and Coach Fogler looked at me like, Mike Boynton, you're starting. And I looked at him like, you sure? Not that I didn't think I could, but I was just like, wow, this is kind of a big moment. And played well enough to continue to earn my team's, you know, respect, but it came from just over and over again failing in practice and having to get my butt kicked a little bit. And it'll be no different for these guys.
We'll take a break, come back with more after this from Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We continue from Slim Chickens on the Coach Boynton Radio Show. Glad you're with us as we talk Cowboy basketball with OSU's head coach Mike Boynton. Wichita State will be here for the game on Sunday. That's a little earlier than usual tip. I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but it is 1 o'clock on Sunday. A lot of times Sunday games are later in the day, but that's at 1. So early church and then come hang out with us. Should be fun with the Shockers coming in. I'll go back to Brooklyn. I have to say it was really cool for me to have a chance to – the privilege to go to practice with you guys over at your high school in Brooklyn on Thanksgiving Day, and you practiced there Tuesday as well. But not only – to go there and practice with them, win the tournament, and the people, I don't know if you heard this, folks, but the people in the arena, people that worked there, there was a lot of fist bumps and congratulations toward you. I can't imagine what that was like. That must have been really fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's actually strange. I've been asked, did you ever dream of this happening? And I was honest, like, no, because when I grew up, the Nets were in New Jersey.
Gotcha.
So the Knicks were the only professional basketball team in New York City, and they were in Manhattan. Where the Nets play was an old railroad station. Like, you couldn't dream that scenario because the elements didn't exist.
No. Right? Yeah, the Meadowlands was not necessarily the easiest place to get to.
And so it's pretty cool. The best thing for me is that there's been so many people throughout my life who've helped me have success, and a lot of them still live in New York City, and a lot of them were able to come to either one of the practices, like my high school coach, or a game, and I just was able to hug them and tell them thank, look them in the eye, and let them know how much a part of this they were, and so that for me is what it was, you know, being able to introduce my high school coach to our team. And tell them about the experiences that I had there, walking around and going to my favorite place to eat pizza. You know, that was
which place cool. was that? I forgot.
Not Ray's.
I gotcha.
Not Ray's. It's the best pizza in the world. No disrespect to Hideaway.
That's all right. Understood.
And it was a pretty neat experience because I've said this before. I never dreamed of being head coach at Oklahoma State. I just never thought about it, you know, growing up there.
So what did you dream about as a kid? What things did you see yourself doing?
Honestly, I'm 37. I thought I'd still be playing basketball. right? Yep. But the reality is now at 37, I know how few 37-year-olds still play professional basketball.
Not that many 27-year-olds play professional basketball.
Vince Carter, maybe, is like the oldest guy. But as a kid, you just think, well, you're going to do your sport forever. And then you get older and realize, you know, A, that's not realistic. But I thought I would either go into the law world, thought I'd be an attorney.
Really?
At some point, thought I'd go into business. But my coaches encouraged me when I got my injury after my college senior season that I should try coaching. And I thought maybe I'd try for a couple of years, not like it, and go do something else. But I love everything about what I get to do. I get to be around really 17 and 16-year-olds because we recruit them then till they're 23, sometimes 24, depending if they redshirt or injury. And I have an unbelievable opportunity to impact, hopefully in a positive way, their lives. That's not work.
Yeah.
So I get to do something that I really love with mostly people in my position that I get to kind of choose to do it with. And they pay me decent. And my family's happy. To go back to the Oklahoma State, I never dreamed of it. I could not imagine a better place for me to be with my family. This community means so much to us. And now, just again, circle back to the beginning, to be able to take the Oklahoma State team and mesh those two worlds, my world as it was and my world as it is, and hopefully will be, it's kind of like a storybook. It's kind of like a fiction.
Yeah, your old school, Bishop Laughlin, is the quintessential Northeast big city Catholic school in terms of a stereotype for me.
Sure.
It's old.
Yep.
You've got these wonderful... you've got artwork, Catholic artwork. You've got Catholic quotes and things, you know, at almost every turn. Old theater that we walk through to get into the gym. I mean, and it just oozed of it. It even smelled like it. I mean, I had to call my wife. She went to an all-girls Catholic school in St. Louis. I said, this is your school. It just is in a different place. So it has that feel to it. And it was really... really neat. Upstairs to the gym.
Yeah, I mean, probably, right? You tell people in Oklahoma, hey, when you go to this high school, you have to go to the third floor to get to the gymnasium.
Oh, that's awesome.
That doesn't even make sense. Why would they put a gym on the third floor of a building? Yeah, but the gym is on the third floor of the building.
Yeah, so. It's really cool. Another thing we got to experience, which was awesome. So Friday night after the game, we were going to Uber back to the Hilton where we're staying. Well, your dad's walking over, and... we see him. It's like, hey, we got an Uber right back with us. He's staying at the hotel. So we get in this Uber, and a guy, I don't know what the heck happened, but he decides he's not taking us to where we want to go. So he drops us off darn near at the Brooklyn Bridge. We had to figure out how we're going
to
get back.
Welcome to
New York City. Yeah, so they figure out how we're going to get back. Thank goodness your dad was with us. It was a wonderful conversation with him, and he shared some things about you and your childhood. Two things I want to bring up, and one really confirms what I think people know. He said, you know, some people said while Mike was finishing up in South Carolina, your son won't play in the NBA. He's not a jerk. If you're going to play in the NBA, you got to be a jerk. To which your dad told this individual who shared this, then my son won't play in the NBA. That's not how he's raised. We're not doing that. And I'm thinking, wow, that pretty much says exactly what your childhood was like, what your dad was about. It's like, okay. That's stuff in the right spot. That really hit us. That was about halfway back to the hotel that got brought up.
Yeah,
that was really, that was a cool thing.
They were pretty adamant that you're going to be a good person. I've told the story. My mom went to my high school coach my sophomore year, the first time I ever got to see, and basically flat out told her she doesn't really care about sports. If I ever got to see again, then I wouldn't play basketball anymore. And it was the last C I got. But there were expectations, there were demands. And if you didn't meet them, there were consequences. And, you know, the reality is I learned that, and I had no idea how profound those lessons were. Now I'm sitting in a chair where I have to make those type of decisions. I have to set expectations and hold people accountable and dole out punishments when necessary. And, how life works, right? And
yeah.
God's been so good to me to have good parents who were there, present all the time. That weren't afraid to be parents and weren't afraid to take things away. And I hope that I'm doing the same for my own children, but also for the kids whose parents entrust us to help them grow between these really important years of their lives. And we have a chance to make a really, really strong impression on kids in a really critical period of their life. Between the ages of 16 and 23, 24, you really figure out what you're going to be, how you're going to live, the type of family person you want to be, and all those things. So I feel a great sense of responsibility to all these children and their parents that when they leave here, they'll be prepared to be husbands, fathers, hold jobs and be responsible for showing up on time and doing their work diligently and with integrity and, you know, being somebody that people can count on. You know, if you say something, then you should be able to do it. Your word has to mean something, and you should always honor your name and the people who came before you, and I really believe in those things.
You know, it's almost like, I always think of it this way, it's like the parents have loaned them to us for a while. Now, they're getting an education, so it's not as if the young people aren't benefiting, but, you know, send your kid far away from home to college. I mean, I've gone through it now, so I got a kid 16 hours away from home, and that's pretty common with basketball players. Could be from all the way across the world. You're hoping somebody's got their back.
Absolutely.
Because they're maybe not mature enough or worldly enough to deal with all the world's going to throw at them. So that trust and that comfort to do that, I think sometimes until you go through it, you take it for granted, and then you don't. It's like, wow, this is a big deal.
Yeah, and I don't know if I really understood the impact that a coach could have on a young person's life. Even as a player, I don't think I understood it till much later. But even as an assistant coach, I had a different relationship with the players. And now as a head coach where, you know, they literally look at me for guidance sometimes and for, I don't know if I have much wisdom to offer them, but at least I hope that I can at least be honest with them when things come up with that they haven't experienced before. Maybe I've got some, you know, at least sound advice to push them in the right direction.
Another part of the conversation with your dad before we go to break is we were driving in the ill-fated Uber headed toward, as it turned out, nowhere, but thank goodness he got us back to the hotel. But at any rate, he said, you know, when you were in elementary school, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, he said, Mike got a 97 on a test or something. He came home crying. He said, because Mike expected pretty much perfection all the time. He said, I'd tell him, he's like, you know, that's okay. And he said, my wife and your mother probably felt differently. But it was just a look into your world and how you thought and how even at a very young age that temperament was in place for you.
I remember the exact moment. It was a spelling test.
Okay.
It was 100 words. And I always took pride in spelling, and I think I at least try to still take pride in spelling. Twitter may say differently, but...
I don't see many errors. I'm supposed to be an editor. I'm a journalist. Supposed to be an editor. I don't see any errors.
I got 3 of them wrong. It was probably one of those kind of weird words that you can spell a couple different ways.
I'm sure it was.
And I was just devastated.
Oh.
And my dad felt bad for me, and my mom said, if you did it wrong, then why did you do it wrong? And it wasn't like a criticism. It was, did you study it the right way? What was the strategy? She wanted me to go figure out how to make sure I didn't get it wrong the next time. But again, it goes back to laying a foundation of, no, you, when you can do better, work to do better.
What a profound lesson for a coach in particular, because that's a constant need to evaluate where we are, what went wrong, what went right, react the right way, good or bad. It's this constant blender of things that you're trying to sort out that's not easy, but you have to be honest.
Sure, sure. And you know, the truth is, a week ago today, so that would have been last Thursday, we had just beaten Syracuse, right? Feeling pretty good, going to play for a championship. We win Friday. Well, Saturday, Sunday, Monday can't be different than the previous Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yep.
No different than we lose last night. We can't be different tomorrow than we were last Thursday preparing for the Friday game. there has to be a process that's consistent and transparent, because if you change as the wins and losses come, or as you play great or not, then you're missing the opportunities to grow. And I tell our guys all the time, we let this results be a byproduct of what we have done to prepare ourselves to play. Last night, we felt like we prepared well. We didn't perform well enough. And we got to go back and figure out why. And then on Sunday, we can't think about Georgetown on Sunday. That can't help us. Just like we weren't thinking about Ole Miss last night, because obviously that couldn't help us. So focus on today. What can we do? What can I do as a head coach to put our team in position to have a really good practice tomorrow afternoon? When that's over, go back, watch. Did we do it or not? Saturday, come back and do the same thing. Sunday, when it's time to play, do we have a good game plan? Are guys comfortable with it? Do we feel prepared? Go play the game. Win, lose, or draw. You go back and you start the process over.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Boynton. We're here at Slim Chickens in Stillwater, and more coming up. This is a Coach Boynton radio show from Learfield IMG College.
What makes Slim Chickens so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
For nearly a decade, OG&E has committed over $1 million in scholarships to the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, ensuring tomorrow's workforce. From internships to job opportunities, OG&E is proud of our partnership with Oklahoma State University. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Everyone knows the star players on the court, but what about the ones off the court? Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies are calling the shots. They can lend a hand all on their own, whether you're in game day traffic or pivoting into those tight arena parking spots. And when the opposing team's fans suddenly break in front of you, it can even help you stop, so you can keep cheering come game time. Nissan Intelligent Mobility, it's a game changer. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys. Please see Owner's Manual for important feature information.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Orange and black dominate your closet, and nothing shows your true colors like the OSU Visa debit card and credit card from MidFirst Bank. Don't buy your Cowboys gear this season without your OSU Visa debit card or credit card from MidFirst Bank. Visit any MidFirst banking center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for details. MidFirst is a proud partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
The Coach Boynton Radio Show is brought to you by Homeland. Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your holiday party one to remember. Homeland, go Pokes. Talking Cowboy basketball here at Slim Chickens with OSU head coach Mike Boynton. And next up, Wichita State, program that's had a lot of success under Greg Marshall, and for that matter, historically, a lot of success. What do you see from them this year, and anything that looks different than what we saw maybe 2 and 3 years ago when we played them?
Well, it always starts with Coach Marshall and his his great preparation. He's really meticulous. He's been highly successful, not only at Wichita, but started at Winthrop. I was a young assistant at Coastal Carolina when he was running roughshod over the Big South.
Trust me, I experienced that at Radford. I'm well aware. I feel your pain.
Yeah, won 7 or 8 conference championships and had great, great teams. Well, he's just taken that to a whole another level with the resources and facilities that they have at Wichita. And they've got a really, really good team, a team who is pretty much all back from a year ago, being a team that played for the NIT championship postseason last year, where they were really young last year, but they got almost all those guys back. And tough, physical, very, very good rebounding team. You know, they play two teams that we've got some pretty good familiarity with down in, I think, Cancun last week. They played South Carolina, and they beat them pretty good. And then they played West Virginia and got beat pretty good. But both of them play similar styles defensively to what we try to do in terms of up the line. And it caused them some issues, so hopefully we can learn some lessons, you know, in a positive way from West Virginia, but figure out how South Carolina got themselves in such a jam.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had a friend of mine I was talking to that's in basketball yesterday when I was doing some driving, said, you know, that's one thing that might help them a little bit this time around that didn't help them maybe as much the two previous times we played them. They've seen a couple of teams that play this up the line, and the way Greg's teams play, probably the more they dip their toe in that water, the better, because it kind of goes against the grain of how he wants to play, it seems like.
Anyway. Yeah. They're an execution team, and that's the best way for me to describe it, because they want to run their sets, and usually there's multiple parts of the floor that the ball has to get to. Our defense usually dictates that that's not going to be the case. So you usually see teams attack us more through ball screening or floor spacing and driving. But one of the things that they are really good at, which we've got to improve from last night, is rebounding. They're a very good rebounding team. And we did not do a very good job, not one at the level we need to give ourselves a chance to win last night. But, you know, like I said, I'm excited to see how our guys respond to our first bout of adversity, right? Every team goes through some sort of adversity. For us, it's been in the form of a sickness to one of our really good players, and then our first loss at home when we had a really good crowd. That's one thing I don't want to miss is
right.
I thought our crowd was tremendous last night. You know, it certainly wasn't full, so I don't want to overstate this, but you could feel the energy in the building. And I think they played a great part in allowing our team through some tough stretches to continue to play well. And we got ourselves in a position where we had a lead in the second half. It was a one possession game with 4 minutes to go. And a lot of it had to do with the energy in the building. I really hope that our fans will just continue to trust and believe that it's coming. Just believe in us. It may not look great always, but it's certainly headed in the right direction, and we need their presence as much as possible.
Well, just look at the quality of teams. I mean, you had Georgetown last night, Wichita Sunday. You've got a game in Tulsa against Minnesota. I mean, this run of teams that you have back-to-back in Gallagher-Iba, that's unprecedented in the 19 years I've been here. Then you throw Minnesota into the mix. I mean, these are the kind of games that people long for. And not only are they good teams, they're big names with coaches that are big names. And if your team's playing well, which it has, it really, really fuels things. It makes it fun.
Yeah, and we're inching closer, you know, a month away now from playing in the most competitive league in the country. And so once the calendar turns, we hope that we get as close to 13, 6, 11 as we can every single night, because we're going to need them. Every one of those games will be like last night's game. Hope the results are more in our favor, but really, really competitive down to the wire. And we know the Cowboys are going to give the best effort possible to represent our fans as much as we can.
You know, it's funny, speaking of the conference, we can touch on that for a moment or two. It's been interesting watching games. There are a lot of teams that appear to be to some extent, a reloading mode. Kansas State comes immediately to mind. Texas Tech, to some extent. And so you're seeing some interesting results. There are too many good coaches in the league to get too confident about things. But it has been interesting watching some of the results, because I think it demonstrates there is a bit of a reloading going on, I think, with a number of the teams in the conference.
Yeah, I guess the teams that have probably the most returning is Kansas.
Yeah.
Who's got, obviously, Doak back. They had some guys injured, but they were in their program. You know, they got three centers, like big centers,
Yeah.
Udoka and DeSosa and Dave McCormick. Dotson's back and Garrett. And I mean, they got a lot of parts. The freshman from last year, Ojai.
Yep. They're loaded.
Baylor's got most of their guys back from last year. Clark back from injury. And Texas has a lot of guys back. So those guys, but everybody else has a lot of new faces. You know, talked about K-State, but, you know, TCU had a lot of turnover.
Yes.
West Virginia had quite a bit of turnover. They're playing terrific, by the way. And, you know, obviously we got a lot of new faces as well. So it should be a fun, fun Big 12 season. I don't know how fun I'll feel it is once we actually start having to prepare for the games. But, you know, as of right now, I'm cheering for all the teams to do well.
Understood. Going back to last night for a moment, Lindy Waters, you moved to the point guard spot. How do you think that went with Chris Harris starting at the two, given that Isaac Likely was out?
Yeah, I mean, I got asked that in the post game by the media and what the thought process was. Well, Lindy just gives us a calming presence. And to start the game, especially a game with that much emotion and that much energy, you don't need it to get going too fast too soon. And so that was why we leaned to Chris to keep Lindy at the point as opposed to Avery and leaving Lindy at his natural position off the ball, knowing that we would then sub and that the next part is how does your rotation look? And we didn't want to get into a situation where if we started both Lindy and Avery, that at some point you got to take them both out at the same time.
Right.
And now you're stuck without either one of your point guards on the court for a stretch against a really good team at home. So it's kind of a balancing act. We're still trying to figure out the best units. You know, we got some moving parts right now, but I thought he handled it well. I thought he was aggressive, still looking for a shot. Obviously scored a career high, and I thought he took the right kind of shots to give our team a chance to have success. Only missed one free throw.
Right.
It was a big one late, but you know, you could tell that the toll over the course of the game is what kind of got to his legs a little bit more. So today's off day comes at a pretty good time for him.
We'll take a break. Come back with more after this from Slim Chickens, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it.
drowned it again and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Cowboy fans, next time you plan to shop at Stillwater, make sure you stop by the Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, BNC Business Products, and the Furniture Showcase. These great partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org program are proud to support the OSU athletic teams. Coach Boynton here with us, and one player that's one of your young players that's emerged as of late is Chris Harris. He had 9 points in the game against Syracuse, came back, was in double figures again last night. How has he progressed? Because he started rough. He was 0 for his first 8 from the field.
Yeah, Chris is, I was never concerned about his shot just because I know that he works really hard at it. I'm going to go back a little bit to just my experience with him as a person. So I actually first met Chris when he was a freshman in high school at South Garland. I was recruiting his teammate, a kid who's now a freshman at the University of Kentucky named Tyrese Maxey, really good player. And Chris and Tyrese were best friends, are still best friends, and kind of got to know Chris through recruiting Tyrese and watched those guys play a lot. Well, then I started to see Chris get better and better and just kind of continue to develop. As you fast forward to the recruiting process, once we got to a place where we felt like we were going to sign this last year's class, he had already committed to Texas A&M. And, we just maintained a decent relationship. I always saw him play still when I would go down to Dallas. I always respected the way he worked. His dad has a basketball background. His aunt played really high-level basketball at the University of Texas and then in the WNBA. And so one of the things that gave Chris an advantage is he's never been the man on any team he's ever played on, which is really unusual for a high-level basketball player who goes and plays at Power 5 schools, unless you go to, like, one of these basketball prep schools. If you go to a normal high school and you're going to go to a Power 5 school, you've probably been the best player on your team at some point. But because he always played with Tyrese, he's always had to find a way to have success and be comfortable being, like, a secondary guy. And the thing that you admired about him is he never complained. He never showed any jealousy or animosity. He was happy for his teammate, his friend's success, but he also found a way to have his own success and be comfortable with what he was getting out of it. And that gave him an advantage. So a lot of times freshmen come from those experiences where they are the man and they get to college and they're not the man anymore.
Right.
Or everyone's been the man where they've been, and how do you figure out your role within this team? Well, he had a smooth transition in that way, and he endeared himself to our older guys because he came in and just accepted that, hey, I want to learn as much from you guys. I want to take advantage of the opportunity to shoot with Thomas and figure out, well, why is he able to have success? I'm as good an athlete. I can work just as hard, and it's just a matter of having the right mindset. And so his success now is a byproduct, again, like we talked about before, of A, having the right frame of mind, but B, putting in the consistent level of work and never getting discouraged by small setbacks. He had a little bit of a groin injury early. We dealt with some weight issues. We had to get him down about 18 pounds or so, and he's been diligent about doing all the things necessary that help our team win. And when his sole focus, which it has been, when their sole focus is on what they can do for the team, they usually find more individual success, and we're starting to see that with him.
Yeah, he has a great demeanor. Just when he's even around us, he just kind of has a very pleasant demeanor. I have some students that have class with him. He's really engaging, and probably part of that goes back to the fact he's never been the man.
Sure. He wants to be a part of the team. He wants to be a guy who helps any way he can. He's very, very sound in our defensive schemes. He's a guy who, again, is getting more confident with his jump shot and the rhythm that he's playing with offensively. But most importantly, that he's committed to whatever it takes, whether that means starting, coming off the bench, playing 25 minutes, playing 5 minutes, you know, taking big shots or being a guy who just is kind of a decoy in some of our schemes. He's comfortable with it all because whatever it takes to help our team win is what he wants to do.
Coach, we appreciate the visit as always. It's been fun. Looking forward to Sunday against Wichita.
Thank you for having me.
That's Cowboy head coach Mike Boynton. We appreciate you being with us today. The Cowboys at Wichita State on Sunday. 1 o'clock is tip-off pregame at noon. We're back to wrap things up after this on the Mike Boynton Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens and Learfield IMG College.
Local Homeland stores now offer more to keep you fully stocked on game days. From ordering online to in-home delivery to full-strength beer and wine in stores, Homeland makes sure you've got all you need to cheer on the Pokes. As official grocery partner of Cowboy Basketball, Homeland is proud to offer party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner.
Good to be home.
What makes Slim Chicken so delicious? It all starts with fresh, all-natural tenderloins. Buttermilk marinated, then lightly hand-breaded with our famous southern spices. And we cook them fresh when you order, every time. Try them with one of our 17 house dipping sauces. So come share a meal with us. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or feeding a crowd, Slim's has you covered. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Proud supporter of OSU Athletics.
This is Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug. 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fans, the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any of five Boone Pickett Stadium locations and in Galagariba Arena. Or you can shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. So Sunday, it's Wichita State in Galagariba. We'll be on the air at noon, tip-off set for 1. We're back here a week from today. And remember, if you're listening to this on the radio.
On the Cowboy Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. Brought to you by Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by Slim Chickens in Stillwater, proud to support the Pokes. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboy Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.